So today, as we enter the second of these very delicious conversations, we want to talk about the magic and the majesty of what it is that you are creating. In order to talk about how there is the one way that works for you, it is helpful to know that there is great magic and great majesty in all that you are creating. Again, because you are so accustomed to most of it, you won't really see it immediately. But if you give yourself the chance today to look upon your creation and to see it the way that we see it, we think you will understand why this is such an integral part of this conversation. So we're going to give you a bit of a tour of how we see your creation and what it is that you are doing in your physical reality that is so amazing, that is so magical, and that is so majestic. So first we go back to the beginning, and the beginning starts now. And in this moment, you are aware of what you have created on many different levels, in ways that are obvious to you, in ways that are more subtle, in ways that you have purposely hidden. And in your awareness of your creation, you are making decisions, hundreds of decisions, in a given moment. You're putting your attention on what it is that you're wanting more of, and at the same time, you're putting the brakes on it. You see, your physical reality is a combination of that which you have allowed and that which you are resisting. And the combination of the two is quite amazing. Now, you may be already sitting there thinking, but I don't do any of this. And we would agree with that. It's not the focused intelligence of your personality that causes these things to happen. It is simply the infinite intelligence that is at work. And we say simply because it is quite simple. You see, from a non-physical perspective, this is very obvious that, of course, only infinite intelligence would be at work. There's no axe that you're grinding like you're doing now, quite magnificently, by the way, when you're in a non-physical perspective. From your physical perspective, using your personality as the perception device, using your physical senses and your body as the glove that you're wearing in order to interact with all that you have created, you do, in fact, make hundreds of decisions in each moment that are quite complex if you tried to track them. If you tried to use the focused part of your personality, what you might consider to be your knowledge and your wisdom, to understand all that you're creating, you would not be able to do it, really. It's not because you lack intelligence. It's because the scope of your creation far exceeds the current body of knowledge that you have. But that's right. Again, it's not because you're ignorant. It's because you have chosen to keep your focus in a narrow bandwidth of experience. Your astonishing life is unfolding right now, literally under your feet, in front of your nose, above your head, behind you, enveloping you, holding you, embracing you, and quite literally loving you in a very affectionate, highly esteemed sort of way. You probably don't notice this, but everything that you have ever created, that you are connecting to in any way, shape, or form, anything that surrounds you, anything that is in touch with you, anything that you know of, anything that you suspect might actually exist, is actually fully in love with you in a very deep and abiding way. Now, we talked yesterday about the difference between specific and personal. None of these things are personally in love with you, but they are very specifically in love with you. They adore you because you are their creator. And just as you have an adoration for that which has created you, that which you have created adores you likewise. The magic and the majesty of your creation is evident most obviously when you just look around and you see something you like. Then you can see it very clearly. You can see it with your eyes, or you taste something that is delicious, and you can actually perceive it with your tongue. Or you hold something that feels delightful to hold. Then you can feel it with your hands, your arms, your body. These wonderful, magnificent things, these creations of yours, are astounding. And they're everywhere. All you need to do is look around and see, and you will notice how much there is. But in order to do this, you have to be willing to see it in this way. You have to be willing to see it as magical and majestic. Something astonishing is happening here, and you're in the middle of it, and you're the reason for it, and it is here happening on your behalf and to your benefit. Everything that you are in, everything that surrounds you, everything that you know of, all of these things are perfectly aligned with the fullness of your desire. There are some things that you don't like, and that too is in alignment with your desire because it gives you the contrast to make new decisions. If you could see this the way that we see it, you would see that this is like playing a very delightful game. The seriousness that many of you bring to the topic would fade in obscurity. It would simply disappear. Because there is this thing that you do that is not a terrible thing, it's not a horrible thing, but you tend to judge yourselves pretty harshly. That contrast has its own helpfulness. There's nothing wrong with the judging that you're doing. It is helpful from time to time, and that is indeed why we are here, to be relieved of the burden of the judgment and to be reminded that in fact all is well as it is right now, that there's nothing lacking and that there is nothing missing, and that you are doing what you are doing simply because you want to do it. And it's just like that. You're in the middle of some magical, majestic, wonderful creations. They're all yours. They have arisen in response to your powerful desire. And that's what you're in the middle of, that manifestation, that delight, that deliciousness. Furthermore, one of the things that we see when we look at what you are creating is we see how it is a blend of many different things, but primarily the intention that you have right at this red-hot minute for the continuation of your experience in physical reality. In other words, all of your creations are geared to keep you here as you are wanting to stay here, at least for the day before you rest tonight. We see that, but we also see the blend of that with what we might call the ineffable. In other words, there is inherently in all of your creation not just what has arisen out of your focused perception, the part of you that is able to perceive your physical reality, which does require a lot of focus. There's not just that. There's also the part of you that cannot be named, that cannot be described. The part of you, in essence, that is like us. The part of you that is non-physical in nature and cannot actually ever be called upon or described in any way. The part of you that can best be very, very gingerly called all that is. So there is an eternal aspect to everything that is before you, and there is a very limited aspect. So the forms are temporary in nature. You take a bit of sand, you melt it down, and you create some glass. Then you break the glass, and the glass is ground down over time back into sand. It's temporary. The water falls from the clouds through rain into the ocean, where it washes upon the shore and is evaporated back into the clouds again. The rain falls on the mountains and flows down the rivers back into the ocean, where it becomes again evaporated into the clouds. These forms are temporary. The mountains are worn down by the flowing of the rivers and the beating of the rain and the weight of the snow and the ice, and they become massive rocks into tiny pebbles. The forms are constantly changing. So it is temporary in nature, all of your creation. But behind the ideas, behind every drop of water and every pebble on every shore, there is a majestic and magical idea that arises from you. You see, we're not describing some sort of objective water, some sort of objective beach, some sort of objective mountain, off in the distance over there, not part of you. We're talking about your creation. We know not what water is, or mountains, or pebbles, or beaches, or oceans. We don't know these things. These are physical manifestations. These are ideas that you share in common with the other pieces and parts of your experience. They're your creations, and each way in which you interact with them, every mountain you gaze upon, every beach upon which you lie, every ocean that you frolic in, every river that you canoe, every drink of water that you take, is uniquely yours. It's very specifically uniquely yours. Your physical reality is telling you constantly what a majestic creation it is, and how delicious and delightful and powerful it is to be what it is because of who you are. And today, as we have given you this tour of your reality as we see it, we endeavor, we intend, and we bask in advance of your recognition of even a piece or a part of what we have described here. And believe us when we say, the words that we have given you cannot match what we actually know. It's not about our ability to describe in detail what is happening that you see. That's a parlor trick. That's a simple thing to be done that has really no bearing on who you are, because these forms are constantly in flux, even if you cannot see that. Even if your belief in consistency and permanency transcends the flux and doesn't really let it be shown to you. That's a perfectly wonderful way to experience your reality. But it is your way of doing it, and it is a consistency that you have developed over time with intention. And just like you've developed that, you can also develop other ideas, such as a permeating abundance in all things that you can taste, touch, and smell, and see, and hear, such as a deep and abiding affection for all that you see and hear, such as a wondrous, wondrous experience of yourself as a confident and powerful person in the most delicious and delightful of ways that are meaningful to you. You can develop any idea that you wish. You are, after all, directing your reality to be what it is. And we highly recommend that you take what we have offered today, in whatever way is meaningful to you, and see your reality for what it truly is, this magnificent, majestic creation, full of magic, wonder, and delight.